When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
One John, second chapter, sixth verse. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk as he walked. So to walk as he walked. 1 Kings 15 chapter, we have the 25th and 26th verses. Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father. Here, he walked in the way of his father. What else? Which other way does a person walk? He walks in the way of his father. We've got to be very careful. Some of our fathers may not be the best example of Christian righteousness and fruitfulness. And we must say, fine, my father was a caring man. He took care of the family. He was a good provider. There are many good things. But some of these things, which are the way of my father, I will never tread that path. You see, there is indifference to the will of God. Suppose a father is weak in performing the will of God. Well, a child says, my father didn't do it, so I'll take my time, maybe, and eventually do it. But there's nothing so urgent about it. See, my father used to put first God's kingdom. That's what my father did. And I am going to follow what Jesus said, seek first my kingdom and his righteousness. You know, religion has become a kind of superficial decoration. You know, it's like wearing some special clothes for Sunday morning. You know, in the old British days, when people used to have 2 suits, one was the suit which one wore to work. The other was the Sunday best. They used to call it the Sunday best. So you wore your Sunday best only for Sunday or special occasion. You didn't have too many suits. As a matter of fact, I began very much like that. Yes, religion has become just like that. You pull off that suit as soon as the event is over, the service is over, and then you put on your normal clothing. That's you. That's how you look and how you are in your old shabby, shaggy dress or clothes, you know? Now, in the sight of God, What is this present religion? I can't understand. If religion is not of the heart, it is not religion. Suppose there is an engineer who is at the top of the class, but when it comes to the workplace, the man is incapable of translating his knowledge into concrete action. Do you want that engineer? Do you think he'll hold his job even for a month? No. But that's the religion of today. Something which cannot be applied to actual critical situations or even the ordinary workaday world. Most of the church people today practice that kind of false religion, which does not impact history. You see, the nation is not being impacted. The nation is not even made aware of certain realities. When I think, you know, as I was just recording certain messages in England, and I think America is so young in comparison to England. England has such a history. I said, the freedoms of England go back to Magna Carta, 1215, when the king had to grant certain freedoms to the peasantry. See, look at the old history of England. And then, here comes this little country, you know, with a few settlers, and outstrips Britain, and outstrips the whole world, as it were. Well, people are not going to be very happy about it. You see, the normal heart doesn't say, "Wonderful America, you have done splendidly." No, they don't say that. They get blue, they get green, they get yellow, they get jealous, they get furious. See, this new country has come along and has outstripped us. You see, after all, if you look at the map, the British Isles are so tiny, and yet they ruled half the world when there was greater obedience to God's word and fear of God. Today that's gone. So you can have fellows moving around, you know, just out to plunder, to kill, gangs in London, in the subways. Now, such a condition is coming upon this country as well. And what is wrong? The religion of Sunday morning is not being translated into life, into action. It's not to be seen. It goes into hiding. It puts on a purdah. You know, the usual word now is that black clothing and only a little aperture for your eyes. Well, that's called a purdah. All right. So Christianity goes into purdah the rest of the week. And what good is that? All the sins of the fathers begin to come out in the workaday world. What are we going to accomplish that way? How sad. Now, dear friends, how do we walk as he walked? Now, if you turn to Luke, the 2nd chapter, and the 49th verse, you have the first utterance of Jesus Christ, recorded utterance of Jesus Christ to his mother who was searching for him. And he said unto them, "How is it that you sought me? Know you not? Don't you know? Wist you not that I must be about my father's business?" Father's business. At 12 years, the Lord Jesus Christ was only 12 years old when he said, must I not be about my Father's business? Must I not be doing the will of my Father? Yes, let us walk like him. We've got business to transact, business to finish before this short life is over. Business. I must be about my Father's business. Now, in doing his Father's business, one of his first actions we see in John 2nd chapter, 13th verse. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Here he's going up to Jerusalem. And found in the temple those that sold oxen. It says, found in the temple oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. Let us walk as he walked, you see. And how did our master walk? He overturned that which just did not fit into God's presence. Are we removing from our lives everything that does not match or fit into God's presence? That's it. Does it speak of Jesus? And as we give time to the Lord, time to the study of his word, and do his will, what a blessing we are going to be. Let us pray. Loving Father, we confess that we do not walk like Jesus. I certainly don't walk like Jesus. Let us walk as he walked. Walking Christians are the desperate need of this hour. Teach us to walk, not only today, but through the week, as you walked. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.